It's beautiful in the world, and all the tragedies, as if there's no atzvus at all. But the mistorim and the bate gavoy, the Rebbeinu Shlom is crying. Sure. The truth of the matter, Rebbeinu Shlom is crying, but it doesn't. It's not obvious. Then the Gemara says, but there's a pasuk that says, and Novi at the time of the Churban Bais Rishon, it was noticeable all over in the world, like over here, Al B'Shamayim Kadrus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the thick clouds, and it was terrible. Mara said, no, Shaini Churban Bais HaMikdash, that the whole purpose of the Bria was in order to have a Dira B'Tachtonim. The whole purpose why the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world was in order to have a Bais HaMikdash, and the whole purpose of the Bria was undone. So that's why there are outward indications that Rebbeinu Shlom is sad. So that's what Gemara says, B'yam Shulcha Bais HaMikdash, there's no longer Rekiba Tarosa, because it's such a terrible tragedy. Even Bebate Gavoy, even Bebate Bara, even on the outside, everyone can see how upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So the Satmar Rebbe has a tshuva where he writes based on this Gemara, the Achrayim quote from the Arizal. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow such a tragedy to occur, that the Tchelus somehow disappeared in the days of the Gaonim? So we don't know what the Tchelus is. So the quote from Arizal, the Ikka Mitzvah's Tchelus is only this Mancha Beis HaMikdash HaYikam. After the Churban HaBayis, it's not so important. What does that mean? All the Tanaim and Amoraim who were Tchelus, they all lived after the Churban HaBayis. So he's not saying a halacha that the Ikka Mitzvah's Bizman HaMikdash, the Tanaim were makpid to observe Tchelus even after the Churban HaBayis also. He's explaining how could a HaKadosh Baruch Hu permit such a tragedy to occur. So he says, Arizal says, not such a great tragedy, because the Ikka Mitzvah only makes sense Bizman HaMikdash. Why Bizman HaMikdash? So that's what the Satmar Rebbe says, because Tchelus is supposed to be done with the Rakiya, it's supposed to remind you of the Rakiya, and the Rakiya is after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Imam Shechor Beis HaMikdash, Neris Rakiya B'Tarosa. The Rakiya doesn't look the right color. So the Tchelus is not going to remind us of the Rakiya anymore. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim. Loi Dashi in the time of the cross, so you still have to. We say that's the reason why Manishtana Tchelus, why did Baruch Hashem tell us have Tchelus? Because Tchelus is done with the Rakiya. The person will remember Risa Moshe, and you should look at the Tchelus, as Chartim is committed to Hashem, Asisa Moshe. That's what we're saying. But that doesn't regulate the application of the mitzvah. The mitzvah still applies even after the Churban HaBayis. But how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu permit such a tragedy to occur that the Tchelus got lost? And that's what that Arizal says. The mitzvah is not so important today because it's not really Tchelus Damal Rakia. So it's a different color Rakia. Nunu. But it's not La Halacha. He's explaining history. The Arizal just came to explain historically how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu permit such a tragedy to occur. So he says, not such a terrible tragedy, because the purpose of the mitzvah is not being fulfilled today anyway. It's not really done with the Rakia. Okay, we're not sure what anything means over here. Then the Gemara on the top of Nun Testament Beis has the Birchas HaChama. The Gemara says once every 28 years. Kol Chof Cheshnin. There's a Machzer, a cycle, and a long Rashi gives you a whole calculation. The sun, the moon, the stars, all of the planets, they were all created on Wednesday. On the fourth day of Sheshes Mebereshes, every 28 years, on a Wednesday morning in Nisan, that's when the cycle begins again, that's when you say this bracha. Bracha Yisamayisa Bereshes, once every 28 years. They say in the Sforim that they write that the meaning in Frankfurt was that they went to the cemetery to say Birchas HaChama. So everybody wonders why they go to the cemetery. So Professor Schneer Lyman explained why, very passionate. The shul, the main shul, is on the Jewish street, and the buildings are very tall, and you have to say the Birchas HaChama in the morning. And the buildings block the sun, so you can't see the sun. So you have to walk down to the end of the block, which is the cemetery. Not that they went to the cemetery. They had to walk to the end of the block where the buildings wouldn't block the sun. So they walked to the cemetery. But it's not that Kpeda, you have to Davke go to the cemetery. You have to be able to see the sun in order to say the Birchas HaChama. So the Braisa says that you recite Birchas HaChama when the Chama is Bitkufasa. And then the Hagos Hagro quotes from the Girsus Arif, our Rosh, that when you have the Levana Bugvurasa, the Taharoso, when you see all the others, you also say bracha. We say the Gemara has in Sanhedrin, the Rosh quotes, the Gemara has in Sanhedrin that every month you say Kiddush Levana, what we call Kiddush Levana. The Gemara has a machlokes, how late into the month can you say Kiddush Levana? To we pask until halfway into the month. The other opinions, you can only say Kiddush Levana the first 7 days. Then the question, how early can you say Kiddush Levana? There in Sanhedrin, it's all discussion. Okay. Then the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda says you say Harei say Amagodol, so you say a special bracha. And it's only if you see lefrakim. What's the definition of lefrakim? So the Gemara says echad l'shloshim yom. Then the Gemara says if you see the Euphrates River, then you also say from a certain point on you say the bracha, bracha osem ma'isa bereshis, but you only say it if it wasn't the shtane b'dei yodim v'hoidna. But at the time the Gemara is being written, the shanua parsoi, the Persians diverted the Euphrates River. So it's only in a different location you can say, but you can't say the whole length of the river because that's no longer the way it used to be at the time of Oysa Maisa Bereshis. Then Rabbi Yosef says, "Meidi Kiriliel." Why? Because the rest of the river was diverted, so it's not where it was originally. Okay, you only say Oysa Maisa Bereshis if the thing is the way it was at the time of creation of the earth. Then the Gemara says, also you see the Chidekel, also you say a bracha. Then the Gemara says, my Chidekel, what is the name of the river? What does it mean? Chad v'kal, shemem av chadin v'kalin. So once they're explaining what it means, Chidekel is a combination of two words, so they want to explain why it's Nahar Pros. Why is it called pros? My pros, I mean, parin ve'rovin. What do you mean, parin ve'rovin? What do you mean, there's more water? Peri ve'rivia, you have a husband and a wife that have a lot of babies. What do you mean, there's more water at the end? It does mean there's more water. It means, the Gemara, in the context there in Pchoris, what it says is, a lot of rainwater goes in, and there's more water coming up from under the ground sources than there is rainwater coming down from the rain. The din is that there are two kinds of, if a person is tomei, can either become tohar by being tovel in a mikveh, tovel in a mayon. A zav needs dafke mayim chayim. A zav has to go dafke to a mayon, he can't go to a mikveh. But all the other tomeim have a choice, ach mayon, a bar mikveh mayim, yiyye tohar. The person becomes tohar, either he goes to a mayon, or he goes to mikveh hamayim. He has a choice. Rashi in a few places on Shas quotes from the Goinim, that just like a Zav needs Ma'at Chaim, a Zava also needs Ma'at Chaim. So Rashi quotes four or five places. Then another four or five places, Rashi quotes that when the Gonami says that it's dead wrong, because at the Sefta Megillah lists off Ein Bein. The Mishnah is having the end of the first parak of Megillah. Ein Bein Zavarei Shtevi, Zavarei Shalashvi, it starts off Ein Bein Od Rishon Od Sheni, that Mikra Megillah. When do you read the Megillah? Od Rishon Od Sheni. And then because of that Ein Bein, so the Mishnah lists off because they used to recite all the Mishnahs Baal Peh. So they had to remember everything by association. So they had rattled off a whole bunch of Ein Beins just to remember the whole Masorah of the Torah Sheh Baal Peh. So that's why everything over there is put together. Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yom Tov L'Oich HaNevesh B'Vad, all the Ein Beins. So the Tosefta has more Ein Beins. So one of the lines in the Tosefta, Ein Bein Zab L'Zava Ella, they both need Shivinikim. But Ein Bein Zav L'Zav Ela Mayim Chaim. The Zav needs Mayim Chaim and Mayon, and the Zav does not need Mayim Chaim. So that's Beferish. Bizman Azeh, that's Rashi quotes the Goinim, and since Rebbe made a takana at the end of Maseches Nida, they quote, Hiskin Rebbe Besoreth. Rebbe made a takana either by the farmers who are not so learned, or Besodvas. That's the name of the city where he was when he made a takana. He made a takana that we should treat all the women as a suffix nida, suffix zova. You have mishnayis like that. You have mishnayis and nida and an erichin by a woman who's a toa. A woman has amnesia. She doesn't remember whether she's ime nida, ime zova, or shivirikiyim, or she's toira. She had a baby. She used to be such stressful. Used to be so stressful. The women would develop amnesia. They didn't remember what's Vavelta holding. So the Mishnah says, so there was a machlokes in the days of the Tanaim. There were Tanaim who were of the opinion that tefillah bizmanah mitzvah. So in that case, the woman doesn't remember, is she a nida, is she a zava? So the zava can be tefillah in the morning, using mikzayam kukula, the seventh day of the Shemini came. The nida has to be tefillah balayla. So she doesn't remember, so the Mishnah says she has to go to mikvah 48 times. Because tefillah bizmanah mitzvah, maybe this morning, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow morning, maybe tomorrow night. She has to go 48 times. It's a machlekes in the Tanoim, machlekes in the Rishonim. In the days of the Goyim, the Rav HaGoyim held tefillah bizmanah mitzvah. In the days of the Rishonim, the consensus shifted, and the Rav HaRishonim held that tefillah bizmanah lav mitzvah. You go to mikveh after the last day. What should you go 47 times on the misafik? You go the last time and shine and pata. We don't paskin tefillah bizmanah mitzvah. We paskin really tefillah bizmanah lav mitzvah. It's not. There's no mitzvah to go to mikveh every time, misafik. Maybe this is the tefillah bizman. Yeah. So the so you only go tefillah at the end. So the Goyim interpreted that Gemara there, M'chor is dafnim name the base. Avuah d'Shmuel made mikvahs for his daughters. What did he make mikvahs? What was going on? So the different interpretations. So one interpretation is that he made, he saw to it that there would be tovel and a mayon, because Rebbe made a takana that you treat all the women as a safik nida, safik zov. Every woman is treated as if she's a toa, as if she doesn't remember. So since she's a safik zov, the zov needs mayim chaim like a zav, so Abu Adishmuel made mikvahs for his daughters that should be tahar with a mayon. So Rashi says, we don't accept that pshat. It's not correct, because it's a beferish at tasefta. That is not so. Emizav the zav ala maim chaim. Ramban al Atar also quotes that. It's the last Ramban in Parshas Tazria Mitzora. Which one? The end of Parshas Mitzora, I think. When the Torah has the dinam of the zav and the zava. So the Ramban, the very last Ramban there, quotes from the Goyim and he says that it's against the Tosefta. He says that it's not correct, that you don't need. So halacha l'maaseh, you don't need maim chaim for the zava. In Mansi, they have a mikveh for women that's a mayon. Al pidin, it's not really necessary, but it's healthier. Because if you have a mikveh where the water is stagnant, so the first woman has germs, the second woman, so the tenth woman is going to go into the mikveh, is going to get everybody's germs from before. And she may develop an infection because the first nine women had some infections on their bodies. And if you have a mayon where the water is flowing from under the ground and it's going in, going out, so then it's healthier. Okay. Rabbi Tendler, Shlita, said that he tested the different waters and the different mikvahs and the different and the mayonis, and he said the mayon was the best, most healthy, because the water goes in, the water goes out. So there's a basic difference between a mikvah and a mayon. The word mikvah means kovah b'kadmah, the water is stagnant. So a mikvah is only mitar if it's be'eshbaran, if you have a crack in the ground, a shever, and the water has to be mikvah, a mayon has to, it can't be zechman, it can't be moving. If the water is flowing, it's absurderis. But if you have a mayon, the source of the water is not the melting snow or the rain that came from the sky, but rather the source of the water is from under the ground, so then it's only mitar bezochem. It only has a din of a mayon if it's flowing. If it's standing still, so that if it came from a mayon, and now it's standing still in an eshborin and a crack and a shever in the ground, so it's dina kemikveh, it's no longer like a mayon. So usually, yeah, what do you mean the source of the water is from under the ground? The Tanoim and the Gemara and Tainus in the first period of the Tanoim knew that there's a water cycle. They knew that the water doesn't come from under the ground. All the water comes from the sky. You know, it's all the same water, recycled. It evaporates, goes up, goes down, goes up, goes down. Every drop of water in the world by now is already Maim Shuvim, but when it goes back up in the cloud, when it goes and it evaporates and it comes back down, it's Panam Chadosh Ba'ol HaKans, and no longer has the din of Maim Shuvim. Every drop of water in the world is shuvim, so there must be a way that when it evaporates for sure, and it comes down again for sure, it's not shuvim. Then the Gemara has there's a din of hamshacha mishnah is like that. If you take water that's mayim shuvim and you roll it on the ground, the gabdi karka haroy levloya gimel trochim, you roll the gimel trochim machme beruchav tefach. It has to be not a tiny trickle; it has to be a tefach wide. And you roll it on the ground, karka roil of lo gimel tvachim. So that hamshacha also is considered like panim chadash bo, the kind undoes the psul of Shuvim, whatever Shuvim is, whether Shuvim is the Raisa, the Rabban, Machlok is the Ri and the Rabbein Atam. Gimalugim, I'm Shuvim, Pasal Mikveh, that for sure is only mid the Rabban. The Gimalugim, before the Mikveh is Malay, if you pour it in Gimalugim, I'm Shuvim, you have to empty out the whole Mikveh and start all over. Now that for sure is the Din the Rabban. That's why you have a lot of coolers in the Mishnahs. But the Machlok is the Ri and the Rabbein Atam is Machlok is the Mechabin the Ramon. How the paskin is whether the whole mikveh is shov. Is that a psul derais, a psul derabban? So the mechaber paskin is that kulo shov is only the rabban. All din of shuvim is only with the rabban. And the ramah paskin is not so. Kulo shov is derais. And gimalugim, I'm shuvim, that's a derabban. They made a gzeira, gimalugim, otu, rubo shov, or kulo shov. If you have a mikveh, mem soa, 21 out of the 40 soa shuvim, and 19 on anshuvim, so ruba shov, this ruba kukuloi, the same as kula shov, so that'll be a psul derais. That's the Ramah holds like that. And according to the Bechaber, that the whole din kula shov is only the Rabbanan. So why did they, what motivated them to make such a chumrah? Yesh meyayin. Why did they make a chumrah of shuvim? So Rashi writes, it's a gzera oto ain't tefila bekelim. That's a real din derais. So we had that, I would think, when we learned the end of the second parak about the Balkari. So the Gemara said a Balkari is that Takana says, he's not allowed to daven, he's not allowed to learn, until he goes to the mikveh. And then the Gemara said, since it's only needed midirabban, you don't need that he should become tohar from the tumas balkari. It's that Takana should be tovel in the mikveh. See, even if he's tovel on maim shulim, it's also good. But he can't be tovel in a kli. Years ago, they used to have bathtubs that were standing on legs. So the bathtub, now they have, now I think all the bathtubs are attached with cement, they're attached to the building. So the bathtub itself is not a tefillah b'kli. So if it's deep enough, that's that could be a mikveh. The only thing is, it's not going to help that it's mechubel l'karka because the water that comes through the faucet, we assume that probably from the time it came from the reservoir till it came into the mikveh, it went through so many pipes so far away, the reservoir so far away, so it probably went through some of the pipes, probably had a base kibul in them. So all the water would be... Well, the water would be maim shuvim by the time it comes into the mikveh. Years ago, there used to be a Rabbi Miller, who was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, and he was encouraging in America. He was encouraging all the women that they should go to mikveh, and he would send you in the mail, free of charge, the book, The Secret of the Jew, how to make a mikveh in one easy lesson in your own home. So he says, he paskin that the water that comes through the pipes is not maim shuvim. They used to have, the pipes had a unit for measuring to see how much water every home is using. So that was a kli that had a base kibul. So by definition, all the water was maim shuvim. See, he has in his English book has a haskama from Harry Truman. As a michta bracha and a haskama from Harry Truman. And The Secret of the Jew. I don't think they used to have an organization that sent it out for nothing if you had requested. I don't think it's still in existence. They gave out all the copies and no more. Yeah. So he was a learned person. So he thinks that this Kli HaMedida, they write a lot. The Kovner Rav has in the Dvar Ram, others wrote in Europe about that, whether the Kli HaMedida is considered a Kli to make it into Maim Shuvim. So he was encouraging all the women, they should have a mikveh. So he said, you can make a mikveh in your own home, and the bathtub should be mechubel karka. Anyway, so if your old shuvim is only, the whole din of shuvim is only with the rabbanon, so what motivated them to make such a chumra of shuvim? It's a gzera otu, ain't tefillah b'kelim. That's for sure is a din derais. So the Gemara had there, the end of the second parak, I think, by the dinim of Balkari, that the Balkari can be tovel in maim shuvim, but he can't be tovel in a kli. Because a kli, that's mamish no good. The Shaila is according to the Ramah paskens that Maim Shuvim Kula Shov is the Raisa. So why are we makel by the Balkari that it can be tovel? If he can't be tovel in a kli, so why can't he be tovel in Maim Shuvim? It's a problem. If you're all like the Mechaber, we understand because Kula Shov is only the Rabbanan, but ain't tefila b'kelim is it in the Raisa. So that you understand. But if you're all like the Ramah that Kula Shov is only, if you're all like the Mechaber that Kula Shov is only the Rabbanan. So then why would they make on shuvim? Why would they machmer and ain't feel the kli? Anyway, this is a big tosfos in Bava Basra. As the machlok is the Ri and the Rabbein Tam, or the kula shov is the Raisa Rabban. There are stiras between the various gemaras. Panavizhia was a super genius in saying Chidush Torah. Rab Chaim held that he was the biggest Baal Mechadish in his generation. Yitzchak Rabinovich was his name. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Panavizh. So he always came up with original ideas. So his original idea to answer all the theorists was that whether Shuvim is the Raisa or the Rabbanim. So he said, if a person is Tomei, we have Tvila and Mikvah for different purposes. Sometimes a person is Tomei, Odom Akelem, Ochlem Amashkim. So Odom Akelem, Atomei, you can be Tovelem and a Mikvah. Unless it's a Klicheris, it has no Tarev and Mikvah. So Odom Akelem, why be Tovelem and a Mikvah? So there he said, Maim Shuvim is a Psul de Raisa. Why? Because there's a din of Habayosai, they dover Habakabal Tumadi. His Sabbath on Mikveh, you can't have the water, let's say you have the rain waters falling down from the sky, and it's not going to fall into the Mikveh. So I put a chair, I put a sofa, dover Habakabal Tumadi, I lean it in such a direction that the rain water should bounce on the sofa, bounce on the table, and then it should bounce into the Mikveh. So if it bounces directly from a dover Habakabal Tumadi into the Mikveh, that's called Hisavas HaMikveh came like the Dover HaMekabal Tumah. If you have, let's say, the table or the chair, the Dover HaMekabal Tumah diverts the rainwater. Instead of the rainwater going down the drains, so it diverts it and then it rolls a little bit on the ground, then it rolls into the mikveh. That's not called Habayasai, the Dover HaMekabal Tumah. Only if it falls directly from the Dover HaMekabal Tumah into the mikveh. So that's what the Rebitzel HaPanavesh said, that if you have a mikveh that you want to be toivel in a mikveh to remove tumah, so then you want to be habayosai aydei dovish ainim mekabel tumah. Hisavas on mikveh, the whole tefillah in the mikveh is for the purpose of tahara. So hisavas on mikveh, the creating of the mikveh should not be with the dovah hamakabel tumah. So you shouldn't use kevel. So he said there maybe the din of shuvim is a din derais. The shveravot, because he was a genius, but it's a shveravot because maim shuvim is even if it was contained in a kleglolim kleavonim kleadamim. Which the halacha says are not mekabel tumah, like long kavanah are not mekabel tumah. Plastic pipes. Now they use plastic pipes, so that's plastic is also not mekabel tumah, not menatar, not menarabat. Synthetic materials not mekabel tumah. Anyway, so getting back again.
What about a bathtub that's made as a kli and then you attach it to the ground?
The Gemara says if chakoko v'lebesof kavoah, first you carved it out and it has a base kibul. And then you attach it to the ground. Then it retains the din of a kli, and it makes maim shuvim, makes the water in it maim shuvim. But if it's kavo, with the besof chakoka, first you cemented in a piece of wood into the ground, and after you cemented it, then you carved it out and you made it into a base kibul. So it's called kavo with the besof chakoka. If you attached it, whenever something is mechubel lekarka, it's not called a kli. By definition, it's not called a kli. So if kavod with the b'sof chakoka, if he carves it out after it's already attached to the ground, then it's not called the kli b'negir to maim shuvim. But if it's chakoka first, he carved it out and made it into base kibul, and then he attaches it to the ground, so it retains the din of kli that it had before, midirabana, retains the din of kli, and the water in it is going to be maim shuvim.
So how did Rabbi Miller get around that problem? They were told in the bathtub.
There's a din.
Maybe he's
holding I don't remember. Got to read the book again. I don't remember.
It's better to tell a woman to do that, right?
I don't know. I think he thought that he solved all the world's problems. Even the din of the Rabban, I don't remember. There is a din, the Rambam quotes a din from the Tosefta, that if you have a knife, a metal knife is mekabel tumah, even though it doesn't have a base kibul. A wooden, let's say you have a Dixie cup with ice cream and they give you a spoon. So the spoon is flat. The wooden spoon is flat. So kli eitz that has a pshutik kli eitz, if it's flat, pashut, it doesn't have a base kibul, it doesn't have an indentation like a spoon. So pshutik kli eitz are not mekabel tumah. Pshutik kli matechas are mekabel tumah. So metal pipes are dover hamekabel tumah, even though it doesn't have a base kibul, even though it's not going to be maim shuvim. Let's say the water goes through a metal pipe and it goes directly into the mikveh. Is that called habayosai deidava hamakabel tumah? So the Chasam Sefer has a tshuva where he says, no, that's not a problem, because the Rambam quotes a din from the Tosefta and Mikvos that or Kalim, probably Tosefta and Kalim, that maybe it's Mishnayos. I don't remember. Maybe it's Mishnayos and Kalim. That metal Kalim that were manufactured with the intention of attaching them to the ground are not mekabel tumah. since it was manufactured, al das kein. So some said, yeah, that's if you intend to attach it to the ground. They have pipes below the ground. But here you intend to attach it to the building, which is attached to the ground. It's not, you're not attaching the pipes below the ground, you're attaching it to the building. Some said, he writes in the Shuvah, that's an incorrect chumra. It's the same that if the metal pipes were intended to be attached, to be installed in construction in a building, which is mechuba lekarka, dinikik karka, so the metal pipes are also in a mekabel tum. So even if the water goes directly from the metal pipes into the mikveh, it's not called haviyosa deidovah hamekabel tum. Anyway, that was Rabitzel Atponov as you came up with this wild chiddush to answer this theorist in the Gemara that brought about the machlok is the rei and the rabbi in the tamo, the kulu shob is the rais and rabban, machlok is the machab and the ramo. At the Paschal, the Chabah holds that Kulu Shav is only the Rabbanon. The Ramah says that Kulu Shav is the Raisa. So he answered the steer, it depends what are you using the mikveh for. So if you're using the mikveh to become Tohor, or the Mikedim have Tara ben mikveh except for Kli Cheres, so then you have to have, everything should be Bitahara. So if you then Maim Shuvim, since it has the Kelim on the Kabal Tumah, it's problematic, not all the kelim of kabutuma. So then, kula shav is a deraisa. But if the woman is tefil in the mikveh to become a teres labailo, that has nothing to do with tumah v'tara. It's unrelated to tumah v'tara. That's what the Kuzari has that line. Kuzari is a historical novel about the conversion of the king, Melech HaKuzarim. There was a period of time that a big chunk of Russia was controlled by a Jewish government. So the Melech HaKuzarim had this recurrent dream that he worshipping the wrong religion. He's very religious, but the wrong religion. So finally he invited a rabbi, and he converted, and his cabinet converted, and he got many of the people to convert. And they had the Jewish community of Cordova in Spain used to send rabbanim every so often, used to correspond to them to teach him all the din. So he has in this Kuzari, it's a historical novel, the way Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is trying to reconstruct what was the conversation that the king had with the rabbi when he was explaining to him what the Jewish religion is all about. So he asks the rabbi, if you people observe everything that it says in the Bible, so how come you don't go to mikveh every month in Gdanishtik? The men become a balkari and become the women become paleta shechvazer. The women are not going to mikveh every week, every day. They're not going to mikveh every day. Every time a man is with a woman, they both have to go to the mikveh. They don't do that. So the rabbi, the chaver, answers, no, tefillah tumah is a tar to the sasrei with kedusha. If you want to eat ma'aseh sheni, you want to eat truma, you want to eat kochim, you want to enter the Beis HaMikdash, you want to be makruv karbanos, you have to be tohar. We live so far away from Eretz Yisrael, there's no truma, there's no kochim, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so that's why we don't need any tefillah b'mikveh. Because the tumah is only poses a problem, it's a tie to the sasur with kedush. Then he asked him, so why do you insist that the married women have to go to mikveh? So he says, no, that has nothing to do with tumah v'tarim. The isa labailah is not a function of tumah v'tarim. It's totally separate. Rabbi Chanan Basman has in a sefer on Yevamos, and the Kibbutz, he has a long essay where he shows that there are many rishonim who hold halacha l'maisa, that there are differences. The woman can be a nidal baila and not tumeya. She could be an avat tumah and not asur lebailo. It's possible to be one without the other. It's not that one is a function of the other. Not that the isur lebailo depends on being tumah. So that's what the Rabitzel Ponovich and Shtikl Torah was assuming like that also. That the nida who wants to become a teres lebailo, it's not a tefillah hamitaheres. It doesn't have to be mitaher the her from the tumah. So there, the maim shuvim doesn't pose a problem. Maim shuvim there is only the rabbanim. What they make it exera otu maim shuvim in a mikveh where you want to be teivel to remove the tumah. There maim shuvim as a din derais. Then there's a third din of tefillah b'mikveh. If you want to elevate your level to a higher level of kedusha, a non-Jew wants to convert. So whether man or a woman, they have to be teivel in a mikveh. When they had bechiras kohanim, when they had bechiras aleviim, so they had to be teivel in a mikveh. When you have a kohen and he wants to put on big day kuna, so bizman she big day malem konosim malem. So every kohen who wants to put on big dekuna has to be tovel in a mikveh in advance, who's going to be elevated to a higher level of kedushas kuna. He's going to have kedushas kuna shebamikdash because he's wearing the big dekuna. Kengodol on Yom Kippur divides the Avodah into 5 units. He goes to the mikveh 5 times. When he's about to put on the big dekuna the first time, and the second time, and the third time, each time he takes it off, he goes down to the madrega of Kedushas Kunesh of Ikulin. Then he wants to put on the next set of big dekuna, big day love him, big day zav, big day love him, big day zav. Each time he wants to put on, he has to go to the mikveh. So really, 3 different dinim of tefillah in the mikveh. So that's Rabitza Lepanavesh is Chiddush, which has not been accepted, that there's a difference between Tvila HaMetaharis and Tvila HaMataris Isha Lebaila. Tvila HaMataris Isha Lebaila, there the Shuvim is only the Rabbanim. But Tvila HaMetaharis, that's a din that Shuvim is their eyes. So that's it's against the Ramah. Nobody holds like that. The Mechaba holds like the Rishonim that Kula Shov is always the Rabbanim. Everything by Shuvim is only the Rabbanim. Only ain't tefillah b'kelim, and the Rambam Baskins, the Kulashov is the rice, and nobody holds me his shtikal terror.
Hasam says that we accept that, that the metal.
Yeah, that the metal pipes, since they were manufactured, are thus to be attached either in the ground or to the construction, to the building, to be attached to mechubah l'karka, is also, it's not mekabel tumah, so it doesn't, it still may be a problem of maim shuvim. If it has a base kibble. But if it doesn't have a base kibble, the water goes in one end and goes out the other end, and the water goes directly from the pipe into the mikveh, that would have been a problem if the pipe would have been the kabel tumah. That would have been called havayosa al yidove hamakabel tumah. His habas al mikveh, the water goes from the dove hamakabel tumah into the mikveh, that would have posed the problem. But because the pipes were manufactured al das, not to be attached to the building, so that's not the kabel tumah. Then it's not mekabel tumah. So there's a din of a mikveh, there's a din of a mayon. And a mayon is metaher b'zechlem, when the water is rolling. So that's the shaila. Let's say someone's going to be tovel in the Euphrates River. It's a mixture. Part of the water is from under the ground sources. Again, the Tanoim knew that there's a water cycle. They knew even the water that comes from under the ground, mayonis, all the water comes from the sky. But if it rolls under the ground for long enough and it shoots up through a fountain, then it's considered mayonis. That's the question. How long does it have to roll under the ground? Just rolls 1 foot? That's enough. So that's a Ramban on Chumash. How far does it have to roll under the ground? The Ramban on Chumash Bereishis talks about that. What was the fight between Lono Hamayim, Yankov Avinu, with the Plishtim, I think. They said, it's our water. He said, it's his water. So the Ramban over there explains. The Shaila was, how far does the water have to roll under the ground that it should be considered a Mayon, should be considered Panim Chadoshes. Mishkan Yankov has it. That's a serious Shaila. Yeah. So there's a Mishnah Mikvahs, and a big Ran in the Dorm talks about this. A Gemara in the Dorm. Every river, every lake is a mixture. Part of the water is from under the ground source, is part of the water is from the rain. So the Mishnah says, you go basa roiv. If roiv of the water is from under the ground sources, it has a din of mayan and it's metar bezochman, even though the whole river is flowing. And if roiv of the water is from the rain or the melting snow, so then we go basa roiv and we treat it like a mikveh. It's only metar bezochman. It's only metar b'eshbar. So the Gemara says, why is it called pras? Shemaim of parim v'ravim, there's more water. That's how the Gemara understands it. There's more water coming from under the ground sources than there is from the rainwater. As much rainwater, even if it's pouring, even if it's sopping and pouring, however much water comes from the sky, there's going to be more water coming from under the ground. That's called parim v'ravim. The underground sources of the water are going to beat out, there's going to be more water from the underground sources than there is going to be from the rain and from the melting snow.
You knew that from that they did an experiment.
No, they must have tested it, they experimented, yeah. They assumed that maybe that's the meaning of Prosh and Parmer of it. No, they figured it out on their own, and then they said that that's Pshat and the Pasuk. But that's the context there on Pshat. Parim v'ravim means that we assume one opinion in the Gemara there is for every drop of water that comes from above, from the sky, from the melting snow, there are going to be 2 drops of water coming from under the ground sources. And it's going to be pouring rain, there's going to be twice as much water from under the ground sources. The question is it true or not? you say, I have to experiment to see. Okay? Then the Gemara says, if it rains and you need a lot of rain, then you say, Bracha Toiva Meitiv. What do you say? So the Gemara says, what tefillah do you say? Marim anachlach al tipa v'tipa sharavadat alonu. Yilufinim ala shiva kayam. So you don't say atayva meitim. Sastira. So the Gemara says, it depends. You only say atayva meitim if the hatov is shared with other people. So if I own a field, the shutfis, and the fact that it rains is helping me, helping my shutif, so then the hatov is shared by others, then you say atayva meitim. But if he owns his own field, then his hatov is not shared with others, then he says,
everybody gets help by the rain. It grows with the rain.
Right.
It grows to the farmers, the customers, the consumers. Everybody gets help.
It's always being shared. Yeah. Why does he have to? Yeah, that's what the Rishonim work on. There. Why does he have to own the field b'shutvus with another person? There are the farmers, the customers. Everybody needs rain.
Unless it's a small plot, they eat himself.
Yeah.
I think Rashi says it means shutfus because other people have land, not that you're sharing.
They don't have to share the shutfus in this land. That's better. That's better. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "In yod the ishta zachar." If the wife gives birth to a baby boy, then you say that's the fourth wide line. Then you say atayva meitiv. If she gives birth to a kevi, you don't say atayva meitiv. Why not? Because the attitude used to be they were, the father and the mother were happier if they had a baby boy than if they had a baby girl. That's the Gemara, the end of Kiddushin. You need male and female human beings in order for their race to perpetuate itself. But what was it, a person who has daughters, and it's wonderful, it's the good fortune of the person who has sons. So the Gemara says over here also, this bracha, they only introduced it if you have a baby boy, you have a baby girl now. How does he share the simcha with others? His wife is still alive, so the wife is also happier that she has a boy than if she has a girl. Yeah. We said over from the Vilna Gaon on that Gemara, that the Gemara says, Hashem Misha Baram Scharim, so they quoted from the Vilna Gaon that was only before the Chaim der Rabbein Gersh. After the Chaim der Rabbein Gersh, you can only marry one wife, so it doesn't make a difference whether you have a son or a daughter. They can only have so many grandchildren, can't have more. They quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon that there was a singles problem in Vilna, in the days of the Vilna Gaon, and he was very upset with the Chaim der Rabbein Gersh, and he said, "Yayash Echeli Avatline, if I would be able to, I would do away with the Chaim der Rabbein Gersh, and all the single girls would marry one boy, and we'd have more Jewish babies. All the single girls would get a shidduch." I don't know if it's at that. I don't know. I find it very surprising that he's interested in marrying more. He didn't spend so much time with his wife. When his children were sick, when his children were crying and everything, he used to disappear. He used to disappear. He used to go learn somewhere in the forest. And he went to shul to learn. I don't know. That's what they quote. He says if he would. He would be interested in being mevat lechem de Rabbein Gershom. Some men should be allowed to marry more than one wife to solve the singles problem. How many singles were there already?
He figures not everybody's him. Should be there for the rest of the
singles. Yeah. I don't know. So that's a shadow whether this Hatayva Meitiv is only for boys still applies Bizman Hazet. Maybe Bizman Hazet is the same. Maybe boys and girls are the same. Like the Vilna Gaon said, that Bizman Hazet is the same. Then the Gemara says, if the father dies, and he heard that he got a big Yerusha, so he says, Baruch Dayan Oemes, that his father died. But then he says, the Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, the Gemara says, if he has others with whom he shares the Yerusha, if there are brothers who share the Yerusha, then he says, HaTov HaMeitiv, but if he's the only Ben Yochan, he gets the whole Yerusha, he's not sharing with anybody else, then you say, Shachyana, then you don't say HaTov HaMeitiv. Yeah. Taisus, at the end of the Taisus, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, they quote the Yerushalmi, that if someone buys, if you buy new begodim, you say, "Bona bayis chadosh, kona kelim chadoshim," so you say, "Shachyan." What if you buy used clothing? The guy can't afford, he buys a used car. But as far as he's concerned, it's a new, to him, it's a new car. So you say, even though you bought used clothing, you can't afford to buy brand new clothing. You buy used clothing. So also say, Shechion. Or Hatagamekta, whatever, if you're sharing with other people. Then Tesis quotes to Yerushalmi, if someone gives me a gift, Nitan lo ema teva meitiv. If someone gives me a gift, so the Mekabah Matana says Hateva meitiv. So the Gemara Tesis says with Tzorchion, the last two lines in the bottom Tesis, Tzorchion, the Gemara Shalano, the Yerushalmi seems to contradict the Bavli. Whenever there's a contradiction, we usually assume that Allah is like the Bavli. So Tesis raises the issue, Tzorchion, Gemara Shalano, the Ashkahan Hateva meitiv, the Berika Achmina Bahadei. Someone gave me a gift, so who's sharing the Simcha over here? So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We assume if a boy gets engaged to a girl and he gives her a diamond ring, the engagement ring, so the boy is so excited that she accepted his engagement and the girl is excited she got a ring. So they're both sharing the same simcha together. Nitan lo b'matana, I'm so happy. It depends what kind of matana. I have old clothing that I'm prepared to throw at. And there's a poor man in the neighborhood can't afford to buy clothing. So I give it to him. So that's not such a big simcha. I was ready to throw it in the garbage. And this guy says, he'll take it. I should give him my garbage. So then you don't say Hatov HaMeitiv. The Mekabel Matana doesn't say Hatov HaMeitiv there. He's getting the Hatovah all by himself, so he says Shechion. But if it's someone is excited to give me a gift, they're so happy that I accepted the gift, like when a boy gets engaged with a girl. So they're both excited. They're both sharing the Simcha. So then you say Hatov HaMeitiv. Either each one says Atav Meitav, one says to be Moitzi both of them, if they're both together. One can say Atav Meitav, to be Moitzi both.
You see that concept in the mark, right? Yeah, no, that the person accepts the gift.
That the Noisen gets Anor from the fact that the Mekabel is an Aron Choshev and he accepted the gift, yeah? So the Noisen gets Anor because of the fact that the Mekabel accepted it. The same if a boy and a girl get engaged. So the boy is so happy over the fact that the girl accepted the gift from him. Sometimes the noisin is happy, right? So, Shechyonu, we had, I mentioned it, Tziv writes, he's not sure when you finish writing a sefer whether he says Shechyonu, so he starts running through Shas. So he talks about the Gemara at the end of Psochim, the very last line in Psochim. The Gemara had a suffix, who says Shechyonu by the pigeon I bet. Whether the father of the baby says it or the kohen says Shechyonu because he's receiving the money. The Gemara said, "Hilcha se'avi aben mevorach shtayim." So the Netziv suggests the pshat and the Gemara, they both have a cause. I think it quotes some sefer says like that, but he elaborates upon it. They both have cause to say Shechyonu. The avi aben says Shechyonu because it's a real mitzvah, like he says Shechyonu to kiyah shofar and the tilas lulav, because the mitzvah bom is man once a year. And over here, Pidyon Aden is a very rare mitzvah, so you say Shechyonu. And the kohen should take say Shechyonu because he's receiving the money. So really, they both have to say Shechyonu. The Gemara's dion was, who should, you don't need them both to say. So let one person say, and they'll both be yotze. So that was the Gemara's machlega. Who should say the bracha to be motzi both? And Shulchan Aruch says, let's say a family has 10 sons. So they shouldn't have. The father's going to say Kiddush and all the 10 sons are going to say Kiddush. They say, B'roi Vam Hadras Melech. Preferable is that one person should say Kiddush to be Motzi all the 11 people. That applies all the time. If 10 people are putting on a talis, it's preferable that at the same time, preferable one person should say the bracha of the Sata B'tzitzis and they should all be Yotzi with his bracha. We don't do it because in the morning everybody's half asleep and everybody's doing on their own. Everybody comes to shul at a different time. But by Kiddush we should do it. By Kiddush more correct is that one person should say Kiddush for everybody. That's the Bi'ur HaGra writes like that. For the Mechaber is Mashman Hilchas Kiddush that is preferable that each person should say his own Kiddush. So the Bi'ur HaGra says it's against the Mishnayos and the Gemaras and Brochas. The Gemara says about when you say Havdalah in the Beis Medrash, more correct is that Berovam Haras Malch, one person should say Bar Miari Ha'esh, and everybody should be Yotze. The only question is if it's in the Beis HaMedrash and everybody's learning, they're going to have to make a clap. Everybody please stop learning for a minute, so you have to wait, and you mevatel everybody from learning, and then you're going to say one bracha Bar Miari Ha'esh. So that's a question. On the one hand, you have a Maila, Berovam Haras Malch, all 100 people in the base medrash got to be etzi with one bracha bar miyareish. On the other hand, you have a lot of bitul Torah. So maybe it would be preferable that each person should say his own bracha. So that's a machlokes. We'll have to learn. That's a machlokes. But if you don't have these conflicting considerations, then it always is better that one person should say the bracha for the whole group. So then it's even learns that that's the machlokes. And the Gemara, in the end of Pesach, not a question, who says Shachyar, Aviyah Ben, or the Kohen? No, they both say Shachyar. Machlokes is, preferable is that one should say Shachyar to be Moitzi, both of them. So who should say the Shachyar on behalf of both? Should it be the Kohen saying for both, or should it be the Aviyah Ben saying for both? So Gemara came to Maskan and Hilchasa, Aviyah Ben, the Baruch Shtan.
Why not
have
the native there? They're both
enjoying
the same
sin. The native, I don't think the father is happy that the kohen is accepting the gift from him. The father is happy he's doing the mitzvah. His mitzvah bo is a rare mitzvah, pidyon haben. So it's a different kind of a shachyana. He's saying Shachyana, their father's saying Shachyana because it's like Tkiyah Shofar, like Netilas Lulav. Kohen's saying Shachyana because he just came into an amount of money, a significant amount of money. So there are two different kinds of Shachyanas. I don't think it's, if when they share together, that's what Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi. One, Mishanitano Matone, and the Nosin is so happy because the Mekabel accepted it, so then they share together. But over here, I don't think they're sharing together. It's a different kind of shachyan. And even though it's a different kind, one can say the bracha tibur. The father is going to say shachyan of a Torah's mitzvah. It's a rare mitzvah. And the kohen is yotze the shachyan of the father. He's going to answer amen, or even shamei kohen, even if he doesn't answer amen. This is a different kind of shachyan. So the pashta says that you can be yotze with a shachyan for me, even though we have two different shachyanos. That's the Pashtus. That's what we do on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. There's a machlokes, the Rosh, and the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes machlokes where they say Shachyanu. The second day of Rosh Hashanah because it's Yom Arichta. It's Kedusha Achas. So in order to make sure that we're not saying a bracha levatolos, we always have a Pichodosh on the table. Shachyanu on a Pichodosh is a different kind. And that's a Rishus. Shachyanu on Yontev is a Chayva. It's a different kind. Shachyanu on Yontev, we said, we should him say, it's connected with the Chi of Simcha. Shachyan al Picharosh is because we see that we have it's a Hagos Hazman. Shachyan al Hagos Hazman. I see that I have survived to the next season. So you see that you can say Shachyan on a Picharosh and it'll satisfy the need for the Shachyan on the Yontif. I don't know if people quoted from Shlomo Zalman Neubach that it's not so. Different Shachyan again. But the minig is on Rosh Hashanah that it's like that.
Why is it different
than Yayin of Lishros not being able to be Poter Yayin of Lishtos? Because it's the same bracha. And Afpichen is not able to because it's a different type of thing that you're doing. Yeah, why? Because Lishros is less important. The bracha Bor Pi Agofen is a... even though it's Dvar Mabai Machmas Hasuda, he wants to drink wine in the middle of the meal. If he drinks anything else in the middle of the meal, he doesn't say a bracha, only wine. So Mikra Din, it's covered with the Bichas Anenin, but because it's Dvarim HaBoim Machmas HaSudah, but because Yayin is Kaveh, Yayin is so important, Kaveh Broch Liatzma, you got to say a Brocha, not Petaris Bichas Anenin. It's really a Bichas HaShevach. So the Yayin that's Lishtos after the meal, that's more Choshev Yayin than the Yayin that's Lishros. So the Gemara said, you got to say another Brocha, because it's a Bichas HaShevach, and there's more to be Mishabeach about. I don't know, it's a good question, but bottom line, it's the same text of the bracha, same nusach ha-bracha. So why can't the bracha on the lishros cover the bar pi'agofen that you eat on the lishtos? I don't know. That is a good question. Manashtana, why is it different? I don't know. So the Gemara has the shaila, what's the story of Shinu Yayin? Shinu Malkam Tzarech Levarach. If the person starts eating in one location, then he wants to finish in a different place. Or he starts over here and he walks away, then he comes back and he wants to finish eating, so Shini Makam Tzarech Levarach. Tosfos has all the klolim, if it's mich. Mipina lepina bosa cheder, that's not called Shini Makam. It's mecheder lecheder bosa bayis, then it depends whether he had a mind in the beginning that he's going to finish eating in the other location, or is there umdin and mucha, let's say he wasn't thinking anything. When you have little babies, It's usually impossible to survive a meal on Shabbos without having to take one of the babies to the bathroom in the middle of the meal. So even though the person wasn't thinking one way or the other, but if you would have asked them at the beginning of the meal, do you think you're going to want to go to the bathroom? Say, yes, for sure. When you have a little baby, for sure you're going to have to go to the bathroom with one of the children. So if it's an umdur and mukhar, that he plans to walk around the whole house, then a mecher alecher abos abayis, if you have kavana, then it's not called the shini makom. But mebayis lebayis, if it's a different house, that's called shini makom. So shini makom is considered a new achila. You have a new achila, so you need a new bracha. As much as you eat over here, the guy says bar pi adama, he has a banana, then he has later on peanut, then he has later on some other tomatoes, then he has later on carrots. Everything is adama. So even though there's a long pause in between the first achila and the second achila, he doesn't eat everything to the achila's pras. But it's all considered one long achila. It's not one long achila to be starved to a shir kezais. If he's eating matzah mara, you have to eat tuk the achila's pras. But when we get to the takana de rabbanon, that every new achila needs a new bracha, this is all called one long achila. But as soon as he makes a shini makom, he wants to continue eating in a different location. Or he walks away, comes back, wants to continue eating here. Shini makom is called the new achila. New achila, so you need a new bracha. So that's the din of shini makom. The Gemara in the end of Pesachim has that if it's bread that you're eating and don bracha le'achar bimkomo, the din requires you have to bench birchas hamazon in the location where you ate. Let's say a person ate a sandwich and he forgot, and he didn't bench yet. Then he goes, he travels somewhere else. So more correct is he should really go back to the original location and bench in the same place where he ate. That's machlek is bisham and bisila. What if he left bishoykik? He forgot all about it. If he left b'mezid, then they both agree. That's in the previous parak. Eladram shebe misham and bisil besuda. The many different disputes between bisham and bisila have to do with the middle of eating a meal. So the Gemara has, this is one of them. If the person left b'shegeg, he forgot all about benching. He forgot. If he didn't forget, he left. He knows he's supposed to bench b'mkomo, and he's a wise guy. So we say, even though he went to the other location, you have to go back. If it's possible, he went by plane. He ate his sandwich, then he goes somewhere by plane. He can't go back. So you have no choice. So he bench where you are. But if it's possible, then there's a din. You have to go back and bench in the same place. So because passes Tom Brochel Achrumim Komo, so the Gemara says he's still attached to the original location. So there's no din of Shinim Akum Tzorach Levorach. So strange. That's how the Gemara says. And what is Tom Brochel Achrumim Komo? So that's a machlokes Zer Hashem. Some say only pass, and others say no. Even cake and cookies, and even wine, whatever you say. The bracha achas mein shalish, the bridged form of the benching. All of those are tom bracha le'achrivim kam, so there wouldn't be a problem mashinima. But that's a machlokes how we pass. So we avoid that. So the shinima, we know the dinim. That's in the end of psachim, the last parak of psachim. What are the dinim of shinima? We suggest that maybe it's patterned after the din deraisa of ein ha'echal echal b'shnei mekayim is by korban pesach. There's a machloikah satanayim, how to learn the pasuk. So we paskin la'alocha, the Pesach is nechol b'shnei mekayimis. You can have, let's say, 15 shutfim on a korban Pesach, and they're going to eat in two different locations in Yerushalayim. A group of seven are going to eat over here, and a group of eight are going to eat in a totally different location, all within Yerushalayim. It's fine. But ein ho'echol echol b'shnei mekayimis. Let's say one person already ate a kazayis, the Korban Pesach with this chabur, he's not allowed to go continue to eat another kazayis from the same Korban Pesach. He's a memunah on this Korban Pesach. He can't go to eat in another location. So maybe that's the din deraisa. We only permit one achila per customer by the Korban Pesach. One achila doesn't mean only one kazayis. You can eat five kazayisim, enjoy it. Yochel hanav mizbar, eat five kazayisim. But if you're going to eat, once you eat a kazayis over here, and then you got to make a shina makam to go to a different location. That's a din ein ha'echal ha'echal b'shnei mekaymes, because that's called shtei achilas. You don't allow shtei achilas. So maybe called the tikkun rabbanan came there. I said tikkun. Maybe the din the rabbanan that shina makam tzorach levorach is based on the assumption that if you're going to eat with the shina makam, it's considered a new achila. So maybe that's pattern after this din deraisa, because usually we say called the tikkun rabbanan came there. I said tikkun. The Shinimakim is all the Gemaris in the last parakim. Sachim, what's called Shinimakim? Okay. And which foods do not require Tom Brach Le'acharov? Which do and do not require Tom Brach Le'acharov Bimkomo? What's the din of Shini Yayin? So Shini Yayin ain't Sach Levav. You don't have to say another Bar Piagofen. But the Gemara says, Shini Yayin ain't Sach Levarech. You don't have to say Bar Piagofen. Avol, Emma Baruch Ateva Ameitiv, that you have to say. You have to say Ateva Ameitiv. So Tosis says, the top Tosis says, they only made the Takon on Shini Yayin. Let's say he eats some chicken that's not so tasty, and then you give him a delicious steak. He doesn't have to say Ateva Ameitiv, because the second piece of meat is much more delicious than the first. He only made the Takana by Yayin. Why? So this Tosis says, because it has the Ispei Tarti, the Soiru Misamech. That's what he got from the Gemara earlier in the Masechta, that Yayin is Soir, it's filling. Misamech, people get to relax. He relax a little bit because of the alcoholic content that it has. So because of the Soirim Misamech, that's why they made a special super bracha Bar Piagov. Other Bali Ataisis and other Masechta say a different Hezbo wine, because the Kramim, there was such a Shechita in Betar at the time of the Bar Kochva rebellion. They killed so many Jews, and they didn't allow the Jews to bury the mason for a long time. And then after a long time, the bodies, lo hisrichu, that was a miracle. The bodies were exposed to the sun, lo hisrichu, the whole time. And the Romans finally gave them permission to bury the bodies, so they instituted the bracha ateva meitam and the brachas hamas. And they instituted also at that time Hatayva Meitam on the Shini Yayin. Why on the Shini Yayin? So the Rishonim quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi, because they slaughtered so many Jews at the time, and the blood of the Jewish people, of the Haruge Betar, was fertilizing the Kramim, the vineyards, and they had the grapes were growing and they made wine because of that, because of the Jewish blood that was fertilizing the Kramim. So that's why they made the takana of Shinu Yayin only on wine. They didn't make it on grapes, stam. They didn't make it on meat. They didn't make it on bread. Only on Shinu Yayin, because nitna haruge beta lekvur. Yeah. So what's the din you say of Hateva Ameitav of Shinu Yayin? So it's a machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. The Rashbam is the older brother of the Rabbeinu Tam. They had different attitudes about things. The Rashbam was very holy tzaddik. The Mordechai quotes the story. He was once about to climb onto a wagon that was pulled by a horse and a cow. And he didn't look chutz l'dalam, he wasn't looking. So Rabbeinu Tam screamed at his older brother, "Open up your eyes! You're about to violate the Issa Deraisa, a Chorish b'shor v'chamor. You're not allowed to go in a wagon that's pulled by a shor v'chamor." The Rashbam, we have the attitude, we have the mistaken impression as if the Rashbam was this wild Bible critic. He's giving this wild interpretation as if he taught in YU. All the biblical criticism. Rabbeinu Tam is a holy tzaddik. And he didn't look at this stuff. And it doesn't seem to be so. Rashbam learned with Rashi. Rashbam always agrees. Rashbam always goes with Rashi. Rashbam always goes with Rashi. Because he learned with Rashi. And Rabbeinu Tam was a little boy when his grandfather died. So he was not so kafuf to Rashi. A lot of times he feels free to disagree with Rashi. So here there's Machlokes Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam held that, and then there was a third brother who was born after Rashi died. His name was Rabbeinu Shlema. He was named after Rashi. By the Ashkenazim, you don't name the grandchildren after the grandfather unless he's not alive. It's not a kpeda bedavka not to, but they don't have the minig yes to. But Svarim don't have the minig bedavka to name after their grandfather, even if the grandfather is alive. But Ashkenazim don't have a kpeda not to, but we don't have the minig to do it. So the Rashbam is of the opinion. You only say the bracha teva meitav shini yayin if the second yayin is better than the first yayin. If it's a better quality, let's say the first one is wine and the second one is grape juice. So that's a dead giveaway that the second one is inferior to the first one. Oh, you have chodosh and yoshon. Chodosh didn't ferment yet. Yoshon is stronger. So if the second one is yoshon, then you say atayv ametiv because it's better. If the second one is weaker, then you don't say atayv ametiv. That's what the Rashbam says. You only say atayv ametiv if the second one is better. Rabbeinu Tam says even if it's not better, if it's different, then you say atayv ametiv over the variety. Fila in achron choshuv, it's not better than the first one. If it's inferior to the first one, very inferior, then you don't say atayv ametiv. But if it's just very different, so the variety itself is an exciting thing.
Would you say in two types of grape juice? Because according to the Peshat, the blood irrigated, this is grape juice. I mean, we say perfectly often, but do we make this better grape juice?
I mean, if the first one is wine and the second one is grape juice?
The two grape juices.
The two are both grape juice. Yeah, and one is better than the other.
I think you do.
Unless you hold that grape juice is mamish considered water. No, I don't think so. I think everyone would agree that you would say that they've made this. Yeah. So the Gemara says, you only say the bruch, bruch to Hashem l'kein ma'chadam, atav ha'metim. That's the bruch. You only say it if you have shinu yayin lim al yusid, the second one is better, or the Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch adopts the Rabbeinu Tam shita. If the second one is very different from the first, even if it's not superior to the first, but it's so different, so the variety itself, and the excitement of the possibility that it may be superior to the first one, also you say a bruch. Used to be Professor Levy, lived in a neighborhood, so he used to make his own wine. So he would invite you to his home, and he'd make Kiddush. Everybody would have wine, and then he would bring out some more wine. And he made the wine, so he knew which wine was better than which. So the second wine was better than the first. So he said, Atav Ametiv. So the guests never knew, they never heard of the bracha. Whoever said Atav Ametiv, that's the whole bracha. Atav Ametiv. Then the Gemara has a machlekes. Amaroyim, Rav Huna, Rav Yechanan. If you buy a beged chadash, buy a new suit, you say shachyonim. Is it only if he never had a suit before? When I was growing up, a little child, I had shorts. Then I had slacks. And then I get bar mitzvahs, so and my mother buys me a suit. So the first time in my life, I get a suit. But if I already had a suit, and then years later, I buy another suit, so maybe since Yeshli, I already had a suit, maybe you don't say Atav Ametiv. So that's one version, that's the Machlekes. Then the other version is no. If Yeshlo, he already had a suit, but he never had the excitement of his choosing the suit himself. He never bought it. Now it's Kona v'chaz v'kona. He's buying, this is the first time in his life that he's buying a suit. But he used to wear a suit before. His mother bought him a suit before. So that's the second version has it. The second version has it. Where is it again? Ika Diamri. On the second line from the top of Dav Sama. Ika Diamri, the second version has it. That's the Machlekes. Not if Yeshlo Vikona. If Kona Vikhoza Vikona. So that's what Tosis, the bottom Tosis says. Whenever you have a Machlekes, Rabbi Rab Yechanan, Halachik Rab Yechanan. Rab Yechanan, Vishlokish, Halachik Rab Yechanan, with very few exceptions to the rule. Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel is also halachic Rabbi Yechon. Whenever that's the club, whenever Rabbi Yechon disagrees with one of his contemporaries, one of Bnei Doro, we usually pass like Rabbi Yechon unless he disagrees with Rabbi Shul Bar Levi. That's what Tosfos has the right in the Gemara, the end of Megillah. Rabbi Yechon has a machlokes with Rabbi Shul Bar Levi, where the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is higher than Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, or not. So the Gemara assumes that Davar Pasha, the din is like Rabbi Shul Bar Levi, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, is a higher level than Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Apparently the Gemara assumes that whenever there's Machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon Levi, the din is like Rabbi Shimon Levi. But if it's anybody other than Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Yechon, Halachik Rabbi Yechon. So here Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. So Tosfos makes a Kal v'chomer. If Rabbi Yechon, Halachik Rabbi Yechon, it's certainly Rabbi Yechon and disagreeing with Rav Huna, who's a Talmud of Rav, so certainly Rabbi Yechon and his opinion should be the accepted opinion. So that's what Tosfos says, we pass in Kana, because of a Kana, you do say Shachyana. But the Shadis Tosfos says, if you buy underwear, you don't say Shachyana. Only Kedem Chashuvim. It's not Kedem Chashuvim, not. So that's the Shadis. Years ago, people claim in Europe, they would buy a suit and they would wear their suit for 30 years, or for 40 years. That was the suit that lasted forever. In America, The suits we buy like underwear. The suit gets worn out after a year, you throw it in the garbage. After every suit. Like underwear lasts a year, then you throw it in the garbage. So the suits are made, melechatchila, that they only last for a year. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He's not so sure. He says he's not so excited. He has 10 suits in his closet, then he buys another suit. He doesn't say Shachyana. He's not so excited. Has all the other suits in the house. Even though he passed in Kona because of a Kona. But if you talk, you wore out all your suits and you have to, you're holding by throwing everything out. You can't even give it to the poor people. Their mom is full of holes and falling apart. And then you buy a new suit. Okay, that's Kona because of Kona. He's excited. He has no suits to wear. He ran, all the suits are worn out. But usually we don't wait till everything is worn out. Usually we have 10 suits in the closet. You buy another suit. So that's very questionable whether Kona because of Kona is such a case, whether you say Shachyana. Then the next Gemara we saw, you don't daven for a miracle. Leah davened for a miracle. She davened that she knew that she was pregnant with a boy, and she prayed that the boy should convert to become a girl. V'yad nebas. So the Gemara says, "Ein maskir ma'isanis." Leah was a big tzaddikus, and unusual tzaddikim are permitted to pray for a nes. So that was an unusual ness. We said the klolim. The Gemara says you're not allowed to pray for a ness. I pray said Rachman Yasalan Nisim in the floors. So the Shari Tshuva next to the Be'er Heitev gives you all the klolim. He says on behalf of klolim, so you may ask for a ness, nigla, and if it's on behalf of an unusual tzaddik, also he has a right to be mispala for a ness nigla. And if it's a nes nister, for sure you have a right to be mispal. So Leah davened that the baby should convert to become a girl. That's ma'aseh nisim, ein maskir ma'aseh nisim. She was an unusual tzaddik because she had a right to pray for a miracle. Other people are not even allowed to pray for such a miracle.
It's a nister. It's a nister. It's not a
nigla. I mean, a nister, we don't see what's doing over there, but still,
nobody
yeah.
Nobody can tell anything. If they wouldn't have told us, we wouldn't know.
We wouldn't have known. Yeah, but still, that's still, you're asking for a miracle to occur. That's not called a nes. Nes nista means that Kodesh Baruch Hu does hashgacha pratis. Behind the scenes, he controls everything. Here, the Gemara says it's already nikva.
Yeah.
I think the doctors say that all the babies, when every pregnancy starts off to be in a keva. And then if it's a zacha, then it becomes a zacha later. It's already, she was holding deep into the pregnancy already. It already had been established that it was a zacha. That's called a neis. You're not asking for hashgacha pratis here. Hashgacha pratis is, there's always hashgacha pratis. So that you're allowed to ask for. We're asking mamash to change the embryo. That instead of a boy, she become a girl. So that's not right. Unusual. Unusual tzaddik can have a right to ask for this.
They're asking, but... that's what makes it
nigla,
in other words.
She says,
it's
not
what
she knows that the baby, the gender of the baby has already been determined. Everybody knows. It's determined after the 40 days or so, by the 40 days. And then she's asking that it should be changed. So that's he asking for nes nigla. Yeah. Oh, the Gemara says, whenever there's a machlokes hatanaim recorded in a Mishnah or a Braisa, there are two ways to present a machlokes. You can either present it in one case and it'll be a chiddush of this Tana, present it in a different case of the chiddush according to the other Tana. So the Gemara says the klal is they're the first white line on the daf. So they have on the side that appears, the same idea appears in Beit Zadav based on the base as well. What does it mean, Kerech Datera Odifle? Well, it appears in a lot of Gemaras, on the right-hand margin. But what does it mean, Kerech Datera Odif? I mean, it's a rule, Kerech Datera Odif is a rule, and it's used as a Yiddish expression, Kerech Datera Odif, that it's always better to be Mekel than to be Machel. Rabbi Hirschsprung, Zechayin L'Rachi, used to tell over a story from some Adam Gadol in Europe that the butcher had a shaila filchas treifas. It came to the rabbi. So the rabbi looked in Yeridaya and says on the top of the page, Hilchas Treifas. So the rabbi looked and looked and he said, I'm sorry, I have to declare that it's a treifa. So the butcher got angry at him. He says, who told you to look in Hilchas Treifas? You should have looked in Hilchas Kashrus. If you would say on the top of the page, Hilchas Kashrus, you would have found out it's kosher. So he was angry at the rabbi. Yeah. So Rabbi Hirschman, you say sometimes we should take a look. We shouldn't always look lachumer. Sometimes we should look on Hilchas Kashrus instead of looking Hilchas Treifas. Yeah. So it's usually used as a Yiddish expression. It's always nicer to look for a heter than to look for a chumer. But Rashi explains over there what it means in the context of the Gemara. What does it mean? If there are two ways to present a Mishnah or a Braisa, it's a rule that applies to Tanoim who are composing Sifrei Psak. So you can write a machlokes hatanaim either in one way or another way. In one way it'll be a chiddush lahachmir according to one tana, the other way it'll be a chiddush la'okal according to the other tana. So it's preferable to write the machlokes in the fashion that'll be a chiddush la'okal within the one who is make. Kerch da'tera or difle. So what's over here, kerch da'tera? The tera is to wear the clothing without shachyono or to say the bracha shachyono. Which one is the kerch da'tera? So that's what Rabbi Kivega points out from the Marshal, and that's what it says in this Gemara. To be allowed to say the bracha is the hetera, because you're not allowed to say a bracha levatola. So we tell you, even though kona v'chozo v'kona, you still say a bracha, or yeshlo v'kona, the chiddush is the heter, the kula is, we allow you to say the bracha. If you would. That's the hetera, that's the kula. One could have said faker, that the kula is that you don't have to say a bracha. To say a bracha is a chumrah. So the Marshal explains off. That's the context of our Gemara is mashma like that. That saying the bracha is the kula. That's the kerch that there is not. It doesn't constitute a bracha levatola. You are permitted to say the bracha in this situation. Okay? Kerch that there or difle. The Gemara tells a story. A Talmud was walking behind the Rebbe. Chazid kamefacha. The Rebbe sees the Talmud is nervous about something. He's afraid. Amalei, you must be a sinner, because the Navi says pochad b'tzion chatoim. Only the sinners are afraid. Hashem will protect everyone. Only sinners are afraid. So the student asks him, no, but there's a pasuk in where's the pasuk in Mishlei that's an Asher Adam mefacha Talmud. It's the praises of a person who's always afraid. So he says, yeah, afraid, you're a shamayim. You should be nervous that I fulfill the mitzvahs properly, that I learn enough. Am I going to forget my learning? That's a hubadibra teruhu dichsev. You shouldn't forget your learning. Were you yotzei the mitzvah? Are you tefillin kosher? You shouldn't be obsessed with it. That's a meshugana. That's obsessive compulsive, whatever, OCD, whatever they call it. But you should be concerned. A person should always be concerned. Should not be paranoid. Yeah. The Talmidim who learned in Valojin described that the first night they had the Seder, they would stay in the yeshiva for Pesach. The first night they had the Seder by the Netziv, and the second night they had the Seder by the Beis HaLevi. So it said the Netziv was like a happy grandfather. And after the Seder was over, he said, wasn't that wonderful? They were all Yotzei Matzah, Mor, and Abakosis. Everything was beautiful. And the Beis HaLevi was always nervous, so he says, he ate the kazayis, he was nervous, maybe it was chomis, maybe we weren't yotzim, maybe it wasn't baked lishma, maybe he didn't have a kazayis amor, everything, he was shaking about everything. You have to find some happy ground in between, you have to always be nervous a little bit. Ashiyad mefachad talmid nivei toruhu dechzid, but not to the extent of ashigoyen. I don't know, they write about the Beis HaLevi, everything was very exaggerated by him. His nervousness on mitzvahs was always exaggerated. So the Gemara says every person should have a bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe Shlom runs the world. He knows everything that's happening. And you don't have to be afraid. You're going to get what you deserve. If Min HaShamayim, they want you to be healthy, you'll be healthy. If they want you to be matzliach, you'll be matzliach. It's not going to happen by accident that you'll get sick or you won't be matzliach. If it happens that's what they want, Min HaShamayim, shouldn't be afraid that maybe by accident something's going to happen to you. There are no accidents, don't worry. You should have bitochen. Bitochen doesn't mean the Chazon Ish has a whole kuntres and one of bitochen. It does mean that you should believe everything is going to work out well in the end. It's not going to work out. Everybody's going to die in the end. Shouldn't always have at the age of 120, he thinks he's still going to live on. We're all going to die sooner or later. But he should believe that it's min ha-shamayim. Whatever they want to happen to me is going to happen. There's nothing that's going to happen against the wishes of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants me to live, I'll live. Wants me to die, I'll die.
You can't visit somebody in the hospital and say, you get what you deserve.
So you don't say that. You wish him. You have to be mispallah, that is, you get better. You have to be mispallah. Sometimes the tefillah will change the gzeira. So the Gemara has about... Karach is a big metropolis. So usually in a big metropolis, it's dangerous. They can do all kinds of crazy things. So when you're about to enter, you should offer a tefillah. When you're about to leave, you should offer a tefillah. And then the Tana in the Mishnah says you offer two tefillahs. You say, Ohaydu al she'ovar, and a bakosh al ha'osid. Then the Gemara says, maybe it's only in a city where they don't have a good police force. Lo shanu ela, amar ab masna. Lo shanu ela, these tefillahs only apply b'karach she'im donim b'hargin bo. They don't have a good police force. They don't punish people who are criminals. Av b'karach she'im donim b'hargin bo. Have a good police force and a good judiciary system. L'islam bo, there's nothing to worry about. Then the Gemara says, no. Sometimes even in a just city, a just country, but they have a good legal system, sometimes you fall in. Zimnin de la misram le'inish, the alef le'ischus, and sometimes you won't get a good lawyer who argue your case out. So then, you should still be mispallah. Still be mispallah. Even if you live in a democracy, in a wonderful country, never was such a nice democracy like America, you should still be mispallah. Everything should work out well. Then the Gemara says, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have private bathhouses. They had a public bathhouse. So the public bathhouse would sometimes collapse. They had a big fire there, and the floor would sometimes collapse, and the people would get burnt by the burning hot water. So when they would go to the Beis HaMerchitz, they would offer to Yosem Ufanecho, Shetatzileinu Mizeh, Mika Yetzi Bo, Val Yerabi, Dvar Kalkola, V'Yobana, nothing should happen to me. And then he should add on, this for sure we don't do it. Then he should add on, and if I do drop dead, it should be a kapar al kalavana. So the Gemara says, that's not a smart idea to say that. Shouldn't say in case I die, should be. When a person is very sick in the hospital, then he should say vidui. If I die, it should be a kapar al kalavana. My father said vidui, I think he said six times in the end of his life, every year when he had to go to the hospital, and we were sick. So you have to say vidui. We have to train the rabbis and the chaplains in the hospital, have to train the patients. You don't just say vidui when you're holding by gizisa. If you have a serious condition, you say vidui, and don't think just because the rabbi comes and say vidui means that the guy's going to be a goner, he's on his way. No! When you're chayla mesukan, so you say vidui. And in the schus of saying vidui, a person should be nitzel, should have hatsoma. So in the days of the Gemara, by us, we're not going to use the bathtub or the shower if the bricks are falling apart. So we don't say the tefillah before, we don't say the tefillah after. But in the days of the Gemara, that they didn't have a private shower, a private bathhouse. They used a public bathhouse. And they didn't see what was going on there. So they used to offer a tefillah in advance. Nothing should go wrong. I should get burnt by the water. By us, we control the water. We're not going to get burnt by the water, and the building shouldn't collapse. If the building would be ready to collapse, the fire department would condemn it. We're not going to be living in such a building. The days of the Gemara, they had this. But Zmanazer, we don't have it. Then when he leaves the bathhouse, then he says, "V'odan lefanecho Hashem elokashi itzaltani min ha'ur." I didn't get burnt by the fire. So we don't say these. Yeah, but the next Gemara we do say, the last four lines. Amra Avach Anichnas, by the letter Aleph in Barak, Anichnas Lahok is dam. He's about to have a medical procedure done. In the days of the Gemara, it was a common practice. They used to let blood. They felt that was healthy. I guess for high blood pressure. So you take out a lot of blood, so you don't have high blood pressure. So he's about to have some medical procedure done. He should offer a tefillah. Yiratz mufanecha, she'yeis exali lirefua v'sir pa'eni, kikel roifei ne'eman ator fu'oscha emes. He should say that tefillah. Then the Gemara has a machlekes. Is it permissible to go to a doctor to be treated? So the first mandama sounds as if it's not really right. Ain doctor shall be the adam l'rapa. It's not really right that you go to a doctor. Rashi, the bottom Rashi says, "Kolam lohayla am lasik berfus al lebakish rachim." It's not right to go to a doctor. You should really daven, but that's the minig. Elisha noga. The minig is that people go to doctors, but it's not really right. You should have bitochen and you should daven to Hashem. And then the Gemara said, we don't follow that opinion. We follow Tanan Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Rabbi comes from Nitin Rishus. The Rabbi Rabbis, you may go to a doctor. The Gro held that you're not allowed to go to a doctor. Ramban, there are some Rishonim have like that. The commonly accepted opinion today is that it is mutter to go to doctors. Davnei Neza has a tshuva. He goes with this, with the Ibn Ezra, with the Ramban, you're not allowed to go to a doctor. We don't follow that opinion. We spend a lot of money to go to the best doctors available. Yeah.
Yeah, I love to take all these like medications that they say, like vitamins and all these things that keep you healthy and whatever. It's not so you're not in any danger or whatever.
You mean to supplement the food that you eat to keep you healthy? Yeah, that's like eating food. No, but if you have a medication to solve a medical problem, you're taking pills to solve medical, not to supplement your diet. So then you should offer these tefillahs. You also should ask exactly the refu. If they're going to do either a medical procedure, they're going to do hakazas adam, or he's going to take a pill, he's going to swallow some kind of a pill. You should really offer this tefillah in advance.
But there's a certain medication that are preventative, like prevents high blood pressure, prevents. So should one not take his medications and have
We follow the bottom line. Yeah. Ramban says the roife is allowed to treat the patient, but the patient is not allowed to go to the roife. So we don't follow that Ramban. The Vilna Gaon held like that, but we don't follow that. We assume that the patient is permitted to go.
Some put it together with the Gemara earlier that Roshim Bar Yochai, Safin Ganecha, for Yechidim, that for
So for the public masses, there's nothing wrong with going to a doctor. But Yechidei Segula, okay, the Vilna Gaon, okay. The Vilna Gaon and his likes, let them not go to doctors. Let them, they'll accomplish by davening. Okay. Then the Gemara assumes that when about top of Samacham and Beis, the Gemara assumes that Ki Malachim Disav Alach L'Shmocha B'chol Derachecha, we always have Malachim going with us. Not only on Shabbos, the Malachim accompany us when we come home from Shul, we sing Shalom Aleichem. We always have Malachim accompanying us. And when we go to the Beis HaKisei, they're not going to go, Malachim not going to go into the Beis HaKisei. So we should say, Hiskabdim Mechubadim Kedoshim Mishar Seyel, wait for me, don't leave. The Gemara says, maybe you shouldn't say that Lashon, maybe you should say a different Lashon. Okay, Shemuni, Shemuni, you should say something. Yeah, our meaning is we don't say this at all. We're not so convinced that we're on the Madrega that we deserve to have Malachim Bitzav Alach L'Shmorcho V'chol Derachecho. Tzadikim had Malachim protecting them. Not everybody has Malachim. So in the days of the Gemara, that was the practice. When the person comes out of the Beis HaKisei, he says, Asher Yotzer, the Gemara has the whole Nusach. Shai Lehir, the Vilna Gaon adds on, Yev Shalom Lafanach Afilu Shor Achas. We usually assume that's Nusach Svard. So what's over here? The Vilna Gaon said Nusach Svard. He converted. Okay, we always thought that he davened Nusach Ashkenaz. I don't know. I think that's supposed to be Nusach Svard. Afilu Shor Achas. Nusach Ashkenaz, you don't say Afilu Shor Achas. Just say Yev Shalom Lafanach. What's the Chasima? So it's a Machloikis. Om Rapapa Ukrich Nermin. Again, Rapapa says. Yeah, there are a few times of it. But Papa said you should say everything. Then when the person is about to go to sleep, so you should say, Mishma ad v'hoyo im shamoya. This is ad v'yad bichlal, or ad v'loyad bichlal. So the common practice is you only say Shema. You up until and not including Bahayim Shmayon, they say Parsha Mishayna. And other Rishonim say no, Mishma at the end of Bahayim Shmayon. So you say Shma and Bahayim Shmayon. Other Rishonim had the Girsa that you say both Shma and Bahayim Shmayon. We had the Tosis in the first Tosis in the Masechta. Yes, the Rashi says we dab Maris so early before Tzeisik Homen, I yet say Kriya Shma. So what's going to be with the Kriya Shma? So Rashi said we say Kriya Shma Lamita. That's after Tzeisak Kochavim. But we only, so Tosis says you only say Shma. So apparently Rashi thinks that the Parsha Rishayna is Daraisa. Parsha Shni is only the Rabbanan. So the Parsha Shni we said in Beit HaShmashas. So Sofi the Rabbanan Lekula. But Parsha Rishayna is Daraisa. So that you have to say after Tzeisak Kochavim. I want you have to say the Parsha Shlishis. Parsha Shlishis is Daraisa because of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's not a kasha. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that Halacha says Kol Yemecha Yecha Yemecha Yecha Hayamim Kol Yemecha Yecha Halilos. But it doesn't really mean Halilos. Kol Yemecha Yecha is another zman other than Yemecha Yecha Hayamim. So Beit HaShmashas is another zman. It doesn't have to necessarily be the zman of Halilos. Even if it's Beit HaShmashas, it's already Kol. Another zman is Nischadish. So the Yitzias Mitzrayim Zechiras Mitzrayim the Yotzei with the Vayomer that you said after the Shkia. But Shema, you're not Yotze until after Tzeisak Kochavim. So there Rashi says you got to repeat Kriya Shema Lamit. And Vayom Shema is only the Rabbanon, so he says Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula. Ben HaShmash was a Zman Sofik, so he's Yotze Vayom Shema. That's what we discussed when we learned the first Tosis and the Mesichta. So the Gemara says, you say Shema, Kriya Shema Lamit. Then you say the bracha. You wrote some b'vanecha. He said the bracha. What's the bracha? Hamapil bracha. Hamapil chev l'shein alens numa lafa poivi. You wrote some b'vanecha, and so on. So we say this long bracha before you go to sleep. Refers to one's children. That Avraham Avinu had one son who was Jewish and one son who was not Jewish. Yitzchak and Yishmael. And Yitzchak Avinu had twin sons, Yaakov and Esav. Esav was not Jewish. But Yaakov Avinu was Mitosu Shleim, all of his children were Jewish. And that's what we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, Mitosu Shleim, all the children should be observant Jews. And Lubavitch mitosu shleim means all the children are Lubavitch. It's not enough that they're Jewish and they're religious and they're observant. Have to be Lubavitch. But everybody else, mitosu shleim means my children should be Jewish and they should be observant. That's called mitosu shleim. And then you say the bracha when you go to sleep. When you wake up in the morning, you say lekanu sham shalom satabi, etc. So Tosis raised the question earlier. Amen vav. Kolab brachas kulam has to be pasach with baruch v'chosim with baruch. So hamapil begins baruch ato Hashem. Okay, but hamapil chev l'shein al anay. But lakay nisham shen asatabi doesn't begin with baruch. What kind of a bracha is it? So what some of the rishonim said that it's a smucha l'chavato to hamapil, just like ishtabach smucha l'chavato to baruch shama. And you have the luchas mochalachavata to the birchas hamitzvah in the beginning of the hallel. So the bracha when you wake up in the morning, amavishen me'enois nomam me'ap. You wrote some. What's the elakai neshamish and asatabi toherehi? Perhaps that bracha is considered mochalachavata to hamapil that he said at night. That's what the Avodah I think quotes when they arrive in, or the Rashba quotes when they arrive that it's mochalachavata. Even though it's not miyad, but it's kachtis niskena. The chacham wa misak and a bracha before you go to sleep and a bracha after you wake up in the morning. So that's called, it's a series, so that's called smucha lechavata. Then Gemara is going to go through all the birchas hashachar. Here the Gemara has all the birchas hashachar, but it doesn't have the three brachas shlos, ani goy, shlos, ani yav, shlos, ani isho. Those three brachas are quoted in Maseches Menoches. We have the minig in the regular siddur that you say them after Hanesan Sachman Hat Khanyam Vein Loyal, before you say Pekeach Ivrim, you ready mapsik in the middle, you say the three shalos ani goy, shalos ani yov, shalos ani ish. The Babbage has it, the Nusach Harisid has it, you say all the three shalos anis at the end. You say all the bichas ha-shacha together, as the Gemara has, and then you say the three shalos anis later. But the minig olam is that you have the three shalos anis right after an Esan Nesech Vivina. Question, why? The two different Gemaras, what's the connection between them? There should really be, this is a series of all the Bichas HaShachar, and then the three Shalos HaSan is not Bichas HaShachar. There's Machlokes, can you say the Bichas HaShachar in the afternoon, after the Zman Shachris is up? They're called Bichas HaShachar. So some Achrayim hold, you can't say them in the afternoon. And, but Shalos HaNigoy, Shalos HaNiyav, Shalos HaNish, that's not Bichas HaShachar. That's the Gemara, Gimel Brachas Chai Varam L'Rach B'chol Yom. That for sure you can say in the afternoon. They quote from the Vilna Gaon that on Matzoi Tisha B'Av, Matzoi Yom Kippur, when he put on his shoes, then he said the Brachim, Sheheichem, then he said, Shasal Likot Tzarki. Gemara says, Shasal Likot Tzarki, you say when you put on your leather shoes. So on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, the morning, you don't put on shoes. Don't put on leather shoes. So he wouldn't say the bracha Shazali Kotzarki till after Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur were over. He would put on his regular shoes. Then he would say the bracha. Most don't have that practice. Most assume we have leather shoes. We live in the city. We never hear the rooster crow. So what do we say? Even though we didn't hear the Sechvi Vino. So the same thing, we say the bracha, Shasali Kol Tzarki, even though we don't have a pair of leather shoes to put on. Theoretically, we could buy a pair of leather shoes. So even if you don't have them, we're not putting on, we still say Shasali Kol Tzarki. But some have the practice to do like the Vilna Gaon. They say, or they'll all online say, Ote Yisrael B'Sifara. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rosh, that he would say, Otei Sobisifor, after he put on a Shal Rosh. Mechaber quotes that. The Rosh would say, Otei Sobisifor, after he put on the Shal Rosh. So on Tisha B'Av, you don't put on tefillin. So when you put on by Mincha, so somehow the practice, they'll say, Otei Sobisifor, when they put on the tefillin for Mincha, on Tisha B'Av. That's after Chatzot, it's after this Zman of Shachris. So that's how this whole day is not right, that the Birchas HaShachar have to be recited in the Shachar, and the Shachar is part of the day, the early part of the morning, not in the afternoon after Chatzos when you're holding by davening Mincha. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we will stop here temporarily. Tomorrow I will not be able to give a shiur, I have to go out of town. And Thursday I'm not sure, so I'll have to be in contact on Wednesday night. Okay. But tomorrow we'll not be able to give a shiur.
The question of the profound of wine.